Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist right here at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. As per request by some of my listeners, I will talk about obesity and weight loss today. Now, obesity is one of the most pervasive problems of Western culture. And not only does obesity predispose us to a number of medical risks such as diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, digestive problems, breathing difficulties, and even sleep problems, but it also constricts our daily activities and creates emotional distress. Overweight is one of the most difficult medical conditions to treat, and successful long-lasting weight loss poses a tremendous challenge that involves permanent lifestyle changes. In general, simple solutions such as pills and miracle diets only add to the person's frustration and in the long run actually make matters worse. And in my nutritional practice, I encounter people all the time who are looking for this miracle pill that will miraculously shed pounds while they continue their unhealthy diet and lifestyle. However, long-lasting weight loss takes a lot of work and commitment to changes regarding your diet and lifestyle. A comfortable weight cannot be achieved without the clear understanding of the problem, without a clear plan for addressing the problem, and without the support necessary to carry this plan through to a successful conclusion. Now, if you noticed, I say comfortable weight because the goal of any weight loss program should not be extreme thinness, but rather a weight that is optimal for your age, body type, and genetics. Now, most of us know that this weight is by how our bodies feel and by what we are able to do. Our ideal weight may fluctuate over the years, and it is normal, for example, for women to gain up to 30 pounds at menopause, but if we start to feel heavy or sluggish, and if the scale keeps climbing, it is time to address the situation with a weight loss program. And the key to weight normalization is to relearn the difference between feeling hungry and feeling satisfied. And through the years of improper eating, most overweight people have lost this sense, and their eating habits are chaotic, and the food they eat is so devoid of nutrients that neither the appetite nor the body's nutrient requirement is satisfied. So the first step in restoring the body's ability to sense hunger and to feel satisfied is to eat 3 meals a day with no food whatsoever in between. And the rhythm of 3 meals a day not only teaches the body to experience hunger followed by fullness, but it also creates a healthy rhythm for digestive organs. In fact, the rhythm of 3 meals a day, especially one in which the food is eaten slowly, will often resolve the digestive problems common to overweight conditions. And it is important not to eat in between meals, otherwise the body never feels hungry. And it is just as important not to skip meals. Now, with regular meals, the body becomes accustomed to experiencing first hunger and then being satisfied on a regular basis without suffering any long periods of deprivation. The most important thing is to eat breakfast every morning. And, for example, in one study comparing people who were overweight with those whose weight was normal, researchers actually found no difference in the number of calories consumed. And the only difference found between the two groups was that those of normal weight always ate breakfast, while those who were overweight tended to skip breakfast. When a person skips breakfast, it is more likely to begin snacking around mid-morning, or the person is so famished by lunchtime that he or she is more likely to overeat in reaction to a prolonged fast. So it is very important to keep the blood sugar level even keel, and therefore it is very important to make an effort to start the day with good protein and fat, which the body needs the most, and not with carbohydrates. In fact, if you start the day with carbohydrates, you will be craving carbohydrates for the rest of the day, and this is of utmost importance. Now, before we continue with this topic, let's take a short break with some music from today's feature CD. And the CD is titled The Well-Being Zone and is by Carpe Diem. And I'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is obesity and weight loss. And the number one important rule in losing weight successfully is to establish a rhythm or routine with your meals. And that means eating 3 meals a day with no snacks in between meals. And most importantly, not skipping meals. And with breakfast being the most important meal of the day. Now, the second principle for successful weight loss is to eat only foods that supply an abundance of nutrients. Now, the feeling of being full and satisfied is designed to tell us when we have taken in enough to nourish the body. Now, Dr. Weston Price was the first to note that primitive diets were relatively low in calories, but high in nutrients. And the food was highly nourishing and therefore completely satisfying, whereas most modern food is high in calories and low in nutrients. Now, modern processed food satisfies only momentarily because the body continues to signal the brain that it needs more nourishment. And ironically, overweight is actually a symptom of malnutrition, a sign that the so-called apostat never receives the signal to turn off. So refined foods like sugar, fructose, white flour, and commercial vegetable oils are high in calories and almost completely lacking in nutrients. In any weight loss program, these must be completely eliminated. Now, trans fatty acids from partially hydrogenated vegetable oils must also be avoided. And in a comparison study of individuals eating the same amount of calories, those who consume trans fats weighed more. So processed foods containing MSG must also be avoided, and virtually all processed foods contain MSG. Now, MSG is actually a flavor enhancer and is primarily used to add flavor to tasteless processed foods, and it is actually an unrecognized cause of weight gain. And for example, in the laboratory, researchers induce weight gain in mice by feeding them MSG. So what does that tell you? So even our animal foods lack nutrients today because of the way we farm. So milk, cheese, butter, eggs, meat, and organ meats from animals kept in confinement and farm-raised fish, they all lack minerals, important amino acids, and adequate levels of vitamins, particularly the vitamins found in the fats. In fact, one fat-soluble nutrient called CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, is found only in the fat of grass-fed free-roaming animals, meaning in butterfat and the fat attached to beef and lamb. And in studies involving both animals and humans, CLA has been shown to encourage the buildup of muscles and the reduction of adipose fat. And when animals are raised in confinement and given dry feed, the CLA content of the fat completely disappears. So a successful long-term weight loss program requires a return to whole unprocessed foods from foods grown in mineral-rich soils and from animals that feed on grass grown in mineral-rich soil. One of the most important food components the body needs to feel satisfied is animal fat. And that is why I never recommend low-fat diets for weight loss, even though the vast majority of books on weight loss promote a low-fat regimen. Our brain is specifically designed to sense the fat content of our food and to tell us to stop eating when the proper amount of fat has been ingested. And when the need for fats and the nutrients they contain is satisfied, we stop eating. Now, low-fat diets give us temporary results, but they almost never work in the long run. The body's requirements for fats is so great, and the appetite that spurs the body to obtain those fats is so strong that binge eating is likely to occur if fats are omitted from regular meals. Along with animal fats, another fat that greatly supports a weight loss program is coconut oil. And studies have shown that the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil raise body temperature and increase metabolism. And the body uses these types of fats for quick energy and never stores them in the adipose tissue. The use of coconut oil also prevents depression of thyroid function that so frequently occurs in dieters, which results in renewed weight gain even when calorie levels remain restricted. Coconut oil supports thyroid function, resulting in steady, even weight loss over a long period of time until the optimum weight is achieved. Of course, there's also a psychological component to obesity, which needs to be addressed, and supplementation can also greatly help in stabilizing emotions and the mood. And now let's take another break with music from today's Feature CD. I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back shortly with more information for you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And today's topic is obesity and weight loss. And I have talked about some of the most important aspects for losing weight. Now, the first thing I advise my patients is to eliminate refined grains, refined fats and oils, and all sweeteners except for a little bit of raw honey. And if the patient wants to achieve a dramatic weight loss, I advise him or her to follow the weight loss protocol that is outlined in the book, The Fourfold Path of Healing by Dr. Thomas Cowan. And Dr. Cowan is a medical doctor who is in private practice in San Francisco and who strictly works with whole food nutrition and whole food supplements. And he uses primarily standard process supplements, which are the same that I use in my practice. And this book is available at the Evergreen Spahn Wellness Center, as are all the standard process whole food supplements. And I'll be quoting you a lot of the information for today's program out of his book. And his protocol has the patient eat nutrient-dense foods 3 times a day for 8 weeks. And this is basically a period of normalization during which, in general, little or no weight loss occurs. And then for a 2-week period, the patient follows a diet containing about 80% animal food from pasture-raised animals, which means meat, fish, chicken, eggs, raw milk, raw cheeses, and butter, and the other 20% mostly as vegetables in raw, cooked, and fermented form. And the person can drink water or fermented drinks such as kombucha tea throughout the day, but no grains or fruits are allowed. And there are no caloric restrictions, as this will let your natural fat sensors regulate your intake. In fact, people discover very fast that if they eat too much at any one meal, they feel nauseated and may even vomit. And this diet plan takes advantage of the fact that the low carbohydrate intake causes a shift in the metabolism and mobilizes the stored fats in our cells. Now, with people who tolerate the diet, the weight loss is very dramatic, often 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks of the stringent diet, the usual diet is followed for about 6 weeks, and then by another 2 weeks of the weight loss approach. And usually 7 to 10 pounds will be lost during each subsequent 2-week period until the comfortable weight is attained. And then to maintain weight, the patient follows the normal diet, eating 3 meals per day, and of course avoiding all refined carbohydrates, vegetable oils, and sweeteners. And for those who do not well with the high fat intake, they can also follow a different approach by including more carbohydrates but fewer calories. But once again, the patient eats 3 meals per day, but there's less restriction on carbohydrate consumption and lower levels of fat in the diet. However, refined carbohydrates and vegetable oils are completely eliminated. And typically, this approach results in a 20-pound weight loss every 2 to 3 months until the comfortable weight is reached. And at this point, the patient should resume the normal diet suggestions of nutrient-dense, unrefined foods. And it is also important for dieters to eliminate all synthetic vitamins, minerals, and other pills except those that are absolutely necessary. Now, Dr. Cowan also recommends to take 2 tablespoons melted coconut oil mixed with warm herbal tea, or warm water about 20 minutes before each meal. And again, it is very important to accept the fact that being overweight is a condition of malnutrition and not excessive nutrition, as is commonly assumed. Overweight individuals are literally starving for nutrients, while at the same time they overindulge in junk food and, in particular, refined carbohydrates. Now, a person can help this renourishment process along by supplying extra nutrients, and one of the best ways to do this is by using the organic whole food concentrate from standard process called Catalin. Now, this multivitamin and this supplement, which has essentially remained unchanged since the early 1930s, is a whole food concentrate which contains the dehydrated organic juices of a number of different plant and animal tissues. It has been shown to contain all the known vitamins and minerals important to human nutrition. Now, for patients trying to lose weight, he advises 3 tablets 3 times per day with each meal. And the other supplement that is very useful in overweight patients is Paraplex, which is the standard process protomorphogen extract from the adrenal gland, thyroid, pancreas, and pituitary gland. Now, Paraplex is recommended because the condition of obesity is both caused by and contributes to adrenal stress, digestive stress, and stress on the thyroid gland. And so this supplement helps to strengthen these organs. And the dose is 2 tablets 3 times per day, not taken with meals. And again, these whole food supplements are available at Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now, before we continue with today's topic, it is time to take another break with music from the CD titled The Well-Being Zone. And I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back with more information for you shortly. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is weight loss, and I outlined some important steps as well as a diet plan for successful weight loss program from the book The Fourfold Path of Healing by Dr. Thomas Cowan. And again, you can purchase this book at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Of course, one of the most important things to establish in a weight loss program is regular exercise. In fact, in order to lose weight, it is absolutely essential to engage in some sort of exercise for 20 minutes every day. And the simplest way to accomplish this is to take a rigorous walk. Swimming is also excellent as long as you can swim in a lake and not in a chlorinated pool. And exercise on a small trampoline or rebounder is also very beneficial. And best of all would be a program that combines 10 to 20 minutes on the rebound or a trampoline daily with 20 minutes of brisk walking or swimming. And I also want to mention there is a wonderful weight training exercise routine that was developed by two medical doctors by the name of Michael Edis and Mary Dan Edis. And the simple exercise routine can be performed at home once a week and requires only 30 minutes of your time. And the exercise routine is outlined in the book. It's called The Slow Burn Fitness Revolution. And it literally will turn your body into a powerful fat-burning machine, while you will get stronger, increase bone density, and improve cardiovascular health and enhance flexibility. I highly recommend this book and the series of exercises. Now, in my experience, many people embarking on weight loss programs often omit regular exercise from the therapy, and the results are undermined. They claim that it is inconvenient, that they have no time, or that there is so much pain involved. However, regular exercise is an absolute requirement for success. Even if you start with just a few minutes a day, you will soon build up endurance and stamina for longer periods. Remember that calories are not meant to be counted, but burned. And there's also a wonderful book I suggest in your weight loss efforts, and the book is called Eat Fat, Lose Fat by Mary Enick and Sally Fallon. And I will make efforts to have copies of that wonderful book available for you at the Evergreen Cottage. And at this time, I would also like to mention that controlling your blood sugar level and the level of insulin produced is the key to controlling obesity. For without insulin, there can be no weight gain. The control of blood sugar is one of the most fundamental requirements for a healthy life, and blood sugar levels can become abnormal in one of two ways. They can become too low, which we define as the blood sugar less than 80, and is called hypoglycemia, or they can become too high, which is defined as blood sugar over 110, which is called hyperglycemia. And while neither hypo nor hyperglycemia is good for your health, they cause very different reactions in the human body. And for example, if your blood sugar level drops below 40, you will become disoriented, confused, and if the situation persists, you will actually slip into a coma and die. And this situation is a true medical emergency. And when blood sugar is between 40 to 60, you actually will feel shaky and jittery and anxious and sweaty, confused and irritable. And the same is true if the blood sugar is between 60 to 80, but the symptoms are less severe. Now, the body reacts to the emergency situation of low blood sugar in many ways. And when the blood sugar even begins to drop below 80, the body produces a number of hormones, primarily adrenaline and glucagon. And the main effect of adrenaline is to make more sugar available for the cells. And it is actually the production of adrenaline that accounts for the familiar, shaky, jittery feeling that many have experienced during these hypoglycemic episodes. Now, glucagon, on the other hand, helps raise blood sugar levels by increasing fat breakdown and stimulates the conversion of fat into sugar. Now, there may be as many as 10 or more hormonal or biochemical reactions that occur during the early stages of hypoglycemia. And as you can see, the body is well prepared to ward off this potential emergency. But the situation is much different with hyperglycemia. Now, people with this condition are at high risk for all major complications of diabetes, including coronary artery disease and neurological disease. But yet, they have very little warning and hardly any symptoms. They may maybe feel a little bit tired at times. And this condition is mainly caused by overeating and consuming too many refined carbohydrates. Now, remember, the body cannot distinguish between the consumption of a tablespoon of sugar or a slice of bread. It causes the same reactions in your body. And when your blood sugar drops too low, dozens of hormones are activated. But when your blood sugar climbs too high, the body has only two mechanisms to deal with it. And one is exercise. Any muscular activities drive the sugar from the blood into the muscle cells where it is used as fuel. And the second is the production of insulin. Now, insulin production is the body's way of saying that the sugar level is too high, that the body is overfed with sugar. And insulin helps remove sugar from the blood into the cells where it is stored as fat. So if you understand this basic physiology, you will realize that controlling the level of insulin produced is the key to controlling obesity. Now, let's take a short break with my music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, we will talk a bit more about insulin and insulin resistance.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And our topic today is obesity and weight loss. And we talked in great length about the correlation between blood sugar levels and obesity. And as I mentioned earlier, without insulin, there can be no weight gain. Now, people who lose the ability to make insulin in the case of type 1 diabetes will never gain weight no matter how much food they eat unless they are supplemented with insulin. In fact, without insulin, they literally starve to death. Now, the other conclusion we can draw is that the cause of type 2 diabetes is actually quite simple. Type 2 diabetes occurs when for many years the consumption of foods that raise the blood sugar exceeds the amount of sugar needed by the muscles for exercise. And this forces the body to gradually make more and more insulin in order to bring this sugar level down. And eventually, the body cannot make enough insulin to lower the sugar levels, so the sugar level remains chronically high, and the patient is diagnosed with diabetes. Now, along the way, a thing happens, and that's called insulin resistance. And this means that as the blood sugars are chronically elevated and the insulin levels are rising, the cells build a shield or wall around themselves to slow down this influx of excess sugar. And it is actually a protective and adaptive response to protect the cells from too much glucose. But as time goes on, the sugar in the blood increases. More insulin is made by the pancreas to deal with this elevated sugar, and the cells resist this sugar influx by becoming insulin resistant, in a sense, by shutting the gates. And this leads to the situation in which blood sugar levels are high, but cellular sugar levels are low. And so the body perceives this as low blood sugar. And then the person has low energy and feels hungry, so he or she eats more, and this vicious cycle is beginning. Now, having a chronically elevated insulin level is bad for many other reasons. And not only do high insulin levels cause obesity, because basically insulin tells your body to store fat, but they also signal that fluid should be retained, leading to edema and high blood pressure or hypertension. Now, chronic high insulin also provokes plaque development inside the arteries and many more physiological responses. And during the 1980s, researchers began to ask whether obesity and coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, and many other common medical problems that occur together are really separate diseases. And the evidence now points to one defect, and that is excessive insulin levels in the blood, which is the event that links virtually all of our degenerative diseases. So, what causes these excessive insulin levels in our blood? Of course, we know about the three basic food groups. There's fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. And under normal circumstances, it is the carbohydrates that are transformed into the sugar that goes into the blood. Now, fats are broken down into fatty acids and become actually the building blocks for hormones, prostaglandins, and cell membranes. And on the other hand, proteins are broken down into amino acids, which then are rebuilt into the various proteins in our bodies. Now, carbohydrates are used for one thing only, and that is energy generation. Now, a balanced diet is one where the energy used in movement and exercise equals the energy provided by the carbohydrates we consume. So, for a person of a given size, protein and fat requirements are relatively fixed and can be controlled with the appetite. It is actually difficult to overeat fats and proteins because our bodies make us nauseous when we do. However, carbohydrate intake should match our level of activity. The problem of diabetes can be summarized by saying that the Western diet has us eating like marathon runners, when in fact most of us simply sit on the couch. And when we regulate the carbohydrate intake to match our activity level, type 2 diabetes cannot develop, and in fact, most cases of type 2 diabetes respond well to this treatment when these basic principles are kept in mind. Now, type 1 diabetes responds equally well to a high-fat, low-carb diet. In fact, before insulin was available, the only way to treat type 1 diabetes was a high-fat diet from which carbohydrate foods were completely avoided. Because the body does not need insulin to assimilate proteins and fats. Unless eaten to great excess, which is hard to do, fats do not contribute to diabetes, with one exception. Trans fatty acids and partially hydrogenated vegetable oils can cause insulin resistance. And when these man-made artificial fats get built into the cell membrane, they interfere with the insulin receptors. And in theory, this means that one could develop insulin resistance without eating lots of carbohydrates. However, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils are always used in the very high carbohydrate foods, such as French fries, cookies, crackers, donuts, and margarine, and so forth, and potatoes that flood the bloodstream with sugar. And trans fatty acids in modern processed foods presents a double whammy for which we have developed no defenses. And this information is quoted from the book The Fourfold Path of Healing by Dr. Thomas Cowan, a medical physician. Now, I will dedicate a future segment to the natural treatment of diabetes, but I wanted you to get a better understanding how blood sugar levels and the whole sugar handling mechanism is directly linked to obesity as well as many degenerative diseases. Now let's take another short break with music from the CD The Well-Being Zone by Carpe Diem, and I will be back in a moment with more information for you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about weight loss and the importance of lowering your carbohydrate intake and opting for nutrient-dense foods and to start on a rigorous exercise program. Now, this will usually result in dramatic weight loss. If you still have difficulty, the next option is to supplement with the fat-burning enzyme known as lipase. And taking an enzyme supplement between meals 3 times per day as far away from food as possible will often help mobilize the fat stores. And if you experience a slight feeling of nausea when using these enzymes, you can also take some herbal bitters or digestive aids 2 to 3 times per day, and that will often help clear out the fat breakdown products that are produced by the enzyme digestion. Now, if these simple procedures don't seem to work, a cleansing program might help clean out the liver and jumpstart the weight loss. Now, Standard Process makes an excellent systemic purification program which can be used every 6 months to initiate the weight loss or just simply help the body get rid of toxins. And it is available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. If you have any further questions concerning this purification program, just give me a call or stop by. I actually have free booklets available that outline this program. Now, if a person has severe difficulty losing weight, it could also mean that your thyroid, which basically regulates metabolism, energy, and body temperature, is sluggish or underactive. And as I mentioned in earlier segments, it is always important to treat the cause and not just the symptoms. And if you experience health problems, I urge you to take advantage of the latest testing methods and medical devices that will help quickly establish a wellness protocol with whole food supplements and concentrates. And this wonderful service is available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now, for more information, I invite you to visit my website at ealywellness.com or ealyevergreencottage.com or stop by for a free pamphlet. Now, I briefly would like to mention a few other remedies that have been proven to accelerate weight loss. And one is yerba mate tea, which acts as an appetite suppressant, is high in antioxidants, helps to clear the mind, relieves allergies, improves sleep pattern and energy, and lifts mood in general. And be careful, yerba mate contains caffeine, therefore pregnant women, nursing moms, children, and those sensitive to caffeine should not consume it. And this wonderful green tea is available at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. And there are also other thermogenic herbs, which are herbs that suppress appetite. There's a lot of green foods such as barley greens, spirulina, alfalfa, kelp, sea vegetables, and green drinks like wheatgrass juice, etc. And now it is time to highlight the food of the week. And since our topic is obesity and weight loss, I chose raw apple cider vinegar. Now, combined with a healthy diet, which means a diet without refined carbohydrates, a raw apple cider vinegar drink, which means 2 teaspoons of raw apple cider vinegar mixed in 4 ounces of water with a little bit of raw honey, and taken before meals, will greatly boost metabolism, also will help lower blood sugar and improve digestion. Now, raw apple cider vinegar burns fat and dissolves fats. In fact, it prevents them from being stored as fat, and you will also be less hungry and less bloated. Raw apple cider vinegar will also help your body to detox and flush out toxic wastes, and it also stimulates the flow of precious enzymes and saliva in the mouth. And there's also a great folk remedy to stop heartburn and gas, and what you do is you can sip 1/3 of a teaspoon of raw apple cider vinegar before meals to activate the flow of digestive juices. Now, raw apple cider vinegar has been an old but very effective folk remedy. In fact, in 400 before Christ, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, treated his patients with raw apple cider vinegar because he recognized its powerful cleansing and miracle healing qualities. It is a naturally occurring antibiotic and antiseptic that fights germs, viruses, bacteria, and body toxins. So this would be an excellent and very simple preventative for the upcoming flu season. Now, one of the great benefits of apple cider vinegar is that it detoxifies both the bloodstream and various organs of the body. It also acts as a purifier, breaking down fatty mucus and phlegm. And recent studies show that taking 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw apple cider vinegar before meals is proven to dramatically reduce insulin and glucose spikes in the blood. And raw apple cider vinegar contains a high amount of potassium. Now, potassium might be called the great detergent of the arteries because it slows down the hardening and clogging process, which causes harm to the whole cardiovascular system. But there are so many more health benefits, but we are almost out of time, and they are just too numerous to mention. And raw apple cider vinegar is available at the Evergreen Cottage at the Whole Foods Pantry. And I will talk in more detail about the many health benefits of raw apple cider vinegar in one of the upcoming segments, so please stay tuned. And this wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this will inspire you to take simple steps to improve your health and lifestyle. And I invite you to make a trip to the Whole Foods Pantry at the Evergreen Cottage, where you will find everything you need for your journey towards better health, from natural foods, organic produce, to grass-fed meats and whole food supplements, and so much more. Thanks again for listening, and be well.